There's growing tension in Nashville about the impact of short-term rental properties, such as Airbnbs or VRBOs, on both neighborhoods and on the housing market. Now, new data confirm one fear, that most of these rentals are operated by managers who do not live on site. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Last summer, it became legal to rent out a room or your whole house through a service like Airbnb. And this arrangement, when the homeowner is present or only away the few nights that a guest is there, doesn't typically raise concerns. But that's really a small slice of Nashville's short-term rental industry. These numbers show that more than 80% are permanent rentals that are managed from afar or tucked into apartment buildings. So residents like Grace Renshaw, who lives near Sylvan Park, complained to the Metro Council about neighborhoods overrun by absentee owners.
The elephant in the room here is our overly permissive short-term rental law, which you passed last year.
Renshaw says the law is too favorable to investors who want to buy properties and rent them by the night, which raises another critique, that these rentals could otherwise be lived in full-time and affordably, says former councilman John Summers.
We've allowed 3,000, units to come out of the long-term housing, and so that's driven up the cost for all other long-term housing, and so that's affecting every one of your districts.
Summers gets his count from the Tourism Bureau. The number of officially licensed short-term rentals is now just over 1,800. But that's another gripe, that many rentals aren't getting the required permit or paying taxes. All of these concerns have the Metro Council considering new limitations. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.